The Administration for Children's Services, otherwise known as ACS, in New York invests millions of dollars to help youth currently in and transitioning out of foster care access resources that will allow them to have healthy lives. However, a Department of Investigation report by the city showed that they are not addressing issues of abuse within the city's foster care system. The 2018 report revealed that ACS did not choose to acknowledge large numbers of maltreatment of foster youth among the private providers it contracts with. From 2016 to 2017, the percentage of providers who failed to meet the federal maltreatment of care standard rose from 41% to 86%. For youth aging out of the system in particular, the effects of abuse not being adequately addressed could have a strong negative influence. Nyameke Reynolds is the 26-year-old former foster child originally from Brooklyn.
I was abused when I was young, and then I wind up being in two domestic violence relationships that were very, very horrible and very stunning to my growth as a person. I had equated abuse with love. It was something that was happening to me.
Aged out foster youth often also struggle with homelessness, mental health issues, substance abuse, and a higher potential for incarceration, according to a report by the Columbia Law School. The transition into regular everyday life once they are released from the foster care system becomes particularly difficult if a former foster youth has suffered abuse. Even though resources like mental health services are available to help them, they may choose not to access them because of the potential repercussions of dealing with their past. Mary Keene is a foster parent and the executive director of You Gotta Believe, a Brooklyn-based organization that helps find permanent families for youth in foster care.
Therapy requires opening up real serious wounds, trauma, and things like that. And if you're not in a safe place, you're not going to want to do that because you leave 45 minutes of therapy with somebody, and then you go out into the world and you have another week to deal with all of the stuff that just came up alone. Mm-hmm. It can't help them because they're not in a safe place to get help.
There are, however, foster youth who want to move on from a chapter of their life that they view negatively. Gina Miranda Samuels is an associate professor in the School of Social Service Administration at the University of Chicago.
I think, you know, a lot of kids who have aged out are very eager to get out of the system. I think many of them are feeling kind of itchy to get outside of a system that sometimes they understand to be as much the source of their problems as it has been a source of solution.
The investigation revealed that the largest numbers of abuse complaints that ACS did not address among the providers were those involving lacerations, bruises, and welts, followed by sexual abuse and excessive corporal punishment. It took a total of 2 years for ACS to apply consequences on other providers with low scores, according to the report. The Department of Investigation proposed that ACS consider terminating contracts with the providers who failed to keep foster youth safe. Jill Benson, the senior director at the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services, wrote in an email that when children are abused by those charged with caring for them, it's a tremendous breach of trust. They are often told that the acts of abuse and violations to their minds and bodies are for their own good, or because they are loved, which creates great emotional conflict for the youth. Once a child who is in foster care goes to the hospital for issues like broken bones or malnourishment, the hospital will call ACS and they will go to take the child out of that home, according to Jeff Couric, a foster care abuse attorney from Brooklyn. Some people believe that exit interviews would be a crucial element in determining whether or not a youth had been abused when they aged out of foster care. Catherine Conroy is the executive director of the Kenworthy Swift Foundation.
All foster care in New York City is done by contract with individual agencies. So they are supposed to do exit interviews with youth leaving foster care. The question is, how many get an exit interview? And that's where you would pick up if a youth had been abused or not.
According to ACS data from 2017, the neighborhoods where abuse and neglect allegations were highest for foster youth were Coney Island, Bedford-Stuyvesant, and Sunset Park. Jeff Couric is a foster care abuse attorney from Brooklyn.
Unfortunately, you need a crystal ball to know who's going to be abusive and who's not. And I think the background checks and the limited checks that they do can only go so far. And that, you know, a lot of it, unfortunately, shows itself when it's too late.
For New York City News Service, I'm Larissa Carr.